Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Front and Planning Guru podcast. This is Liam, and today we have Dr. Ed Gibson with 40 years of engineering construction experience, including 30 years of research in front and planning realm. He's our guru today, who'll be joining me. Dr. Gibson, welcome back.
Thank you, Liam.
So in the last episode, you gave us a few examples of massive failures due to the lack of front and planning foresight. Up to this date, we still see projects go over budget and fail more times than not. And it makes me wonder, really, do people know that front end planning is there to help? Is it an underrated method, really?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, from my experience, a lot of people really understand that front end planning is an important component of what they should do. Some people don't, right? We've had a lot of turnover in many organizations. So we have people who maybe were in positions at one time who really pushed that process. They've retired. We've got new people in. They haven't learned these lessons. You know, they maybe are ignoring their standard processes if they have them. I think, you know, if we really looked at this from an industry perspective, I think many times now people are pushed to go fast. And so this process called front-end planning really doesn't have any, you know, physical delivery other than paper. You know, there's no earth being moved, there's no concrete being placed, there's no pipes being put down, and so on and so forth. So some people say, well, this is just a waste of time. It's a waste of time to get people together. It's a waste of time to go through and make all these decisions. Just pieces of paper, we can handle it later down the line. Unfortunately, that's not the case. If we start the project out with a lack of front-end planning and get into the design process, then you're going to delay the design process because good designers are going to have to go back and ask these questions. Invariably, they miss things during that design with poor front-end planning, and we run across them in construction. So there's a lot of knowledge out there. We've published a heck of a lot of knowledge on this through work that I've done with research through the Construction Industry Institute and other places. But it's also an experience-based process. And some people just feel like, hey, I don't want to mess with this because I would rather do the sexy part and see drawings and see concrete and all this other stuff. And usually it is a failure mechanism. One other thing that happens is many clients, many organizations, they don't do lots of capital projects. They only do a few. And so, you know, they learn their lesson from one project. They may not do another project for 5 years. So there are a lot of reasons why front-end planning is not done, but the results are always predictable. When you don't do front-end planning, you have a poor result.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, according to what you're saying, then it's more of a, currently the approach towards it is more of a, we're going to experience, we try and error until we fail miserably and then realize that, okay, we need to do front end planning. So what do you think should be done? What has to be done for this whole FEP practices to be pushed forward, in your opinion? How would you approach that if you could do that?
Well, I think it's an organization by organization thing first. I mean, you know, I can't and have never been able to fix everyone. I've worked with a lot of organizations. I think, first of all, they need to have a standard process, and then they need to have the discipline to stay with that standard process. Many people say, well, you know, that standard process causes failure. Well, it's because we failed to do the standard process the right way. We can have what we call analysis paralysis, where we never make decisions. You know, and that causes business drama and problems, and we don't want to go there. So we have to get in and be crisp. We need to do very well. I talked earlier a little bit about having a phase-gated process where we have the right checks as we go through and so on. One of the things that I've seen many organizations struggle with is the way their capital budgeting process is set up. They do not allow you to spend money on planning. You know, they want you to tell them the people, the decision makers, how much this is going to cost. And then they'll budget money for the project, but they don't want to spend anything to do really the important work up front. So you need to have a situation or a system where the money and resources are put into that front-end planning process up front whether that's from an organization that's set up to do planning and is operational within the organization, or in some cases, perhaps where money is set aside to do planning as part of the capital budgeting process.
I see that. It almost to me sounds like that, as you said, it's just like this paralysis about overthinking about, you know, the budget part and are we going to spend this big sum of money on the front end planning? We definitely are going to have more discussions about this whole issue in the future as well. But for the time being, thank you, Dr. Gibson, for giving us your time today. We'll have you on our future episodes with more questions and discussions. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's episode. If you're listening to this podcast, please don't hesitate to contact us with your question or suggestions. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you here soon.
Thanks, Liam.